They just go from glory to glory and take over every single realm, because they start getting really hungry after the things of God, and they take over realms. And when you manifest His glory and you see the results, it already places your feet running. That's why the scripture says, whoever reads this, they can run with it. He doesn't say they can crawl with it. So, because it places that much energy behind every footstep, it's like, wow, this really works. I mean, it takes, it's like we know that it does, but we don't know. And when it's permanent residency and we know, it does two things. It makes you where you walk with a lot of humility, because you know, well, there's nothing I did. But it also does this. It makes you where there's nothing impossible in His glory. So our imagination got renewed. Our imagination got renewed at the Father's thoughts, His level. The scripture says that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Well, until I break through and go in and out, I always look as though that's an unknown. I could never imagine His thoughts, and I could never understand His ways. Well, that's not true, because He sent us the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. So the truth is compounding on top of itself. And Jesus said it this way about the Holy Spirit, because this is probably where I'll close on this, is that He said that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will bring to remembrance of all that I've taught you. Okay, so that's interesting, because the Holy Spirit is doing a lot of the fishing in the Spirit for us that we can't find ourselves, because we don't know what we want. That's why it says in Scripture in Romans that we don't know how we ought to pray, but He helps us in our weakness. So He prays through us. So us praying in the Spirit is already aligning us up with exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to be able to do in our lives. So here's one evidence of that, like this, a simple illustration. Jesus knew that He was going to be arrested and He was going to be crucified. And He even declared that He'll be put in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights, and He'll be raised back to life. So He's in the garden pursuing the Father's heart, and He has His disciples with Him. And He's like, the scripture says, and when you cross-reference all the other gospels, is that He's a stone's throw away from all of them there. And He has them pray, and He goes up there, stone's throw away, and He's praying. He comes back and He asks them, well, could not you pray, stay awake for an hour and pray? So he keeps exhorting them to pray the whole time that He's praying. And each time they're asleep. And then specifically in different place, it referenced who exactly was asleep. Everybody was there, but then it referenced exactly who was there and who was asleep: James, John, and Peter. So everything that Jesus prayed is lost forever. There's no cassette tape, no recording, nothing. But the Holy Spirit remembered everything. And the Holy Spirit caught all of that. And John wrote the entire chapter of John 17 while he was asleep. There's no way he would have had anything that he said. And when you read John 17, it talks more about the glory probably than any other chapter in the whole Bible. And in that, this is what it says, because you want to identify some of these. It's an amazing thing to see. Jesus doesn't ask us to do anything that He doesn't do Himself. One of the places in John 17, it says, Holy Father, I come to you. Well, He's on earth, but He was in the presence of the Father instantly during those times that He was in prayer. So He went in and out, just like He's asking us to do. And then it says, and it tells you something about this glory, because God's always looking at, what am I going to put into this bread of life recipe? That's how He's always looking. And so He says that the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. So that was a done deal before He ever even made the earth. But then the scripture says what Jesus says about the glory. He says, Father, the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world the glory of your presence. That's the glory you're giving me. So that glory existed before the world was created. It's the glory creatively that created the world. Because it says that. This knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall be known throughout the whole earth, even as the waters cover the sea. That's a creative authority that put the waters on the sea. And it's the same creative authority, because he says that same phrase. It's in 2 Corinthians 4:6. He says that God commanded light, has commanded the light to in us to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of Christ, in knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So it's an intimate experience, but it's creative authority. So he's placed this creative authority in us and given us revelation how to access that by every word the Holy Spirit's speaking to us. And so the Holy Spirit's speaking to John, and John's writing down what Jesus actually prayed, which was releasing those things into this earth realm. Because Jesus went in and out, and now the pasture is in John 17. So he said, Father, the glory that you gave me, that's the glory I'm giving them. Well, he says the reason why he was giving us that, he says in verse 21, he says, that they may be one. So every single thing that's outside of his knowledge of the glory is human wisdom with Christian philosophy, and it doesn't have the foundation of exactly what Jesus said the Holy Spirit would remind you of everything that he said. So then in him giving his glory, he didn't just give us his glory and it sits there, you know, in an inactive state within us. Because what activates that glory in us is the revelation from the Holy Spirit, where it's light, entrance of his word gives light. It activates it. And he says, part of that revelation that activates it is that they know that you love them the way you love me. That perfects us. So I start coming into alignment. I'm being treated the same way Jesus is. He answers Jesus' prayers. He answers my prayers. It comes in alignment. I start seeing it's the same glory. And it's the same way he's responding to me, the same way. Well, Jesus brought it in where it's higher than that. And he says, Father, my desire, since before the foundation of the world, desire, is that they come up to where I'm at, operating in the glory, and they have perfect one, and they can see what your glory is doing through my eyes the same way I'm seeing how the glory is doing through their eyes in the realm you assign them and the realm you assign me. They can see. And they can bring from heaven what they see. They get a reflection of what they see, and they can bring it into the earth realm and manifest it because they have that kind of heart for you, Father. And it's like, that's an amazing thing. Because we're on a page that he's opened up all the floodgates. There's nothing he's holding back. And so in Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father. Establish this word eternally in our hearts that we desire everything that's of you. Everything that you desire, we desire. Father, you dance with us, we dance with you. You confirm your word spoken by us with signs, wonders, and miracles. And you give us lead to speak your word. But Father, we follow you. We're following your lead. You lead us and you guide us. And in Jesus' mighty name, everything that we declare, bring it in higher so that we hold back nothing. We open up the floodgates. You said that this river that's mighty, that's flowing up out of us, it's springing up. It's rivers of living water. So it's revelation upon revelation. It's the multitude wisdom of you, manifold wisdom that you poured out in many, many that are yours. But it's an abundance coming out of us that releases life and releases and opens up light into a dark place where darkness just scatters immediately. You said in Scripture and Psalms, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Father, we just turn on the light. We let the light so shine before us that those that see the good works, they give glory to you because it's manifesting glory in every way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.